Well, a blessed new year to everyone as we begin on this first day of 2021 with great expectation that everything that 2020 was, 2021 will not be. We hope. Anyway, in the meantime, we are here on Friday, and as always, we welcome Father Adriano Zandana, who has a special program for us here on the Voice of St. Anthony Parish here on WROL, specially made for all of you, and you can also hear it at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So here, wishing you a happy new year all the way from Cachoeira Paulista to Brazil is Father Adriano.
Good afternoon, Father Bob. Good afternoon, every one of you. Happy New Year to all of you. That's a great day. Again, our last show was last Friday. It was Christmas. And today is New Year's Day. And also the solemnity of Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, the Queen of Peace. Well, Father Adriano, here with you all again. What a year. Let me know that. What a year, man. We've never lived through a year like this. We've never had to face so many new challenges and deal with so much loss. But the long night has come to an end, and we're at the dawn of a new day. But last year began, as most years of our lives did, and the beginning of 2021 is not going to be like the beginning of any other day. We're still dealing with the challenges that began in 2020. We're still weathering the storm. The new year is always a time of renewal. It's a time to look back on the past and think about all of the good things we did that we need to continue doing, but also a time to consider how we can change for the better. We may not be able to change the world, but we can always find a way to live better lives and be better people. Our faith has helped us to get through the many challenges of the year, and our faith makes us stronger and more resilient when we face the future. When you think about your New Year's resolution, you should think about spiritual renewal. How can we draw ourselves closer to God and become the best possible version of ourselves? Here are 8 simple suggestions about how you can make spiritual resolutions for 2021. As Catholics, the Virgin Mary plays a key role in our Christian faith. As the new year begins, we can try to improve our relationship with Mary and follow her great example of sacrifice, faith, and devotion. The practice of saying the Rosary is an easy and impactful way of focusing ourselves on our faith. The new year is beginning, and we have just celebrated the birth of Jesus. So we should bring new life and new hope into the world this year. Oh, the practice of prayer is our most essential tool. You probably send 100 messages to people on your cell phone every day. But think about it. You have an unlimited calling plan to talk to God at any time. The way that you pick up that phone is through prayer. How about setting aside some time for prayer in every day in 2021? That's a good idea. You can become a stronger person and more serene person with this simple act of faith. Did you take any time to read in 2020? Some people took advantage of extra time at home to read, but many of us worked even harder this year than we ever had in the past. And even for people who were idle, a lot of us didn't decide to fill that time with something that would be meaningful for our souls. Well, as Catholics, we revere the saints. The saints have passed amazing knowledge down to you through their teachings. If you're just beginning to explore the writing of the saints, a great place to start is Saint Ignatius of Loyola. Ignatius teaches us how to make better choices through using the gift of spiritual discernment, the discernment of the spirits. We all need to learn to make decisions that are going to help us grow, don't we? So, a great step to achieve that is getting to know the teachings of the saints. Especially, as I've mentioned before here, the teachings of Saint Ignatius of Loyola, for example. Well, have you taken the time to nurture the gifts that you have been given? I don't mean material things. Our life is a great gift. The time we have on this earth is a great gift from God. Our skills and talents are great gifts as well. As Christians, we have a duty to develop our gifts and improve ourselves. The gift of time is so important. Whether you are working hard every day, or you find yourself we have more free time than you've had in the past, time is precious, and we need to make decisions about how we're going to spend our time and not to just let things happen as they may. Is there something you need to do to become a better person? Try to plan your time in 2021 and set aside the time that you need to learn a new skill or improve yourself. That is important, very important, because we take the gifts God has given us for granted. But we need to improve our talents. We need to make the gifts God has given us grow. Well, do you ever take the time to talk about your faith and live it with others? Often we Catholics keep our faith as something personal and private. But when we look at the world, we can see that it badly needs more of Christians' light in it. There are a lot of people who are lost, and for many of them, the light of Christ could be the thing that gives them direction and purpose. Don't be afraid to show your faith to other people. You should be proud of it. And you could really help someone else by showing them that your life is better, is more full, is more joyful, because you allow Christ to be a key part of it. Take the time in 2021 to show off your faith a little bit. Well, what's special about Fridays? Lots of people have a habit of going out on Friday and maybe even going to a little excess. But there has been a long tradition in the Catholicism of using Friday as a day of fasting and penance. Not too long ago, Catholics wouldn't eat meat, for example, on Fridays. What can you do on Friday to offer penance, to offer a kind of a sacrifice to God in order to be able to kill bad inclinations, bad habits in you? The Bible has teaching us that when, for example, we fast, we are killing flesh inclinations, bad inclinations in us. And we are making room for the Holy Spirit working on us, making us improve our good side, you know. Well, is there something that you can cut back on? The practice of fasting is a great tool to focus our faith and strengthen our will, fortifying our Christian mindset, and it has the benefit of improving our health as well. So, how about avoiding the excesses of life on Fridays in 2021? Next step, be honest. How often do you normally go to Mass? Celebrating Mass with other Catholics is simple and it's great practice to give your life structure. When the churches are open where you live, try to take the time to go to Mass regularly in 2021. It's a great resolution for the new year as well. I always remind people that life is a great gift. Our body is God's temple. We've spent a lot of time shut inside in 2020, and many people became sedentary. Even if you can't leave your home, you can still take care of yourself. There are a lot of YouTube videos and cell phone apps that can help you to develop a routine of exercise and healthier eating. We owe it to ourselves to respect the life that God has blessed us with. And something we always need to do as Christians is to turn our focus from ourselves to those around us. We need to be more attentive to other people and try to see them for who they are. We need to see how we can serve other people and show them that they are important for us. It's even more important with elderly people and young people, kids, as well these days. Let people know you care about them and that you are there for them if they need you. Let's make 2021 a kinder year. So remember as you're thinking about your resolutions this year, how can I be a better Christian? How can I improve my relationship with God? When we make these little changes, we not only improve our own lives, but we make the world we live in a better, more sacred place. Have a good year, a blessed one. May Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Father Adriano. And that was Father Adriano Zandana, who we all from here in Boston wish a blessed new year to him and to all in the Canção Nova community in Brazil. And also all the listeners of the program in Brazil as well, who have the blessing of being there in summer. In any case, always remember that we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Have yourself a blessed new year, and we will see you on Monday. We now have improved our website for smartphone and tablet use. Now you can go right to our podcast. You can also check out the other pages on the website at catholicaudiomedia.com. This will lead you to St. Anthony Parish in Alston. It'll lead you to our blog, our contact and prayer request forms, and also you can share your comments and even prayer requests with us. And if you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through a donation on our donation page. We're at catholicaudiomedia.com. catholicaudiomedia.com.